Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Summer moisture has been favorable for forages and small grains, many which have been harvested and now may be regrowing. Ranchers are reminded this regrowth should be tested for harmful nitrates. SDSU Extension Cow-Calf Field Specialist Robin Salverson.
Some regrowth that I just had retested from western South Dakota was very high in nitrates. And so regrowth has to be tested. That's actually pretty high in nitrates the majority of the time.
Plants take up nitrogen from the soil for tissue growth. But when conditions are dry, or in the case of regrowth, nitrates may accumulate in the stem, which can be harmful for grazing livestock.
We can't control their intake, and so if you are grazing regrowth, get it tested. You know, when we bale things up, we have the ability to dilute it out with other feed stuff, but when they're out grazing those fields, they don't do that, right? So some other feeds, though, that a lot of people are grazing too here coming up is our sorghums, our sedans, our millets. All of our cover crop mixtures also should be tested for nitrates.
Forages and regrowth can be tested for nitrates in what's called a quick test, which reveals the presence or absence of nitrates. SDSU Extension offers free nitrate quick testing at its regional centers, as well as at select county offices. Salverson states, if nitrates are present, further testing is advised to determine level of nitrates and appropriate management.
If we have all negative results on our quick test, we can feel confident that it's low in nitrates and shouldn't have any issues or concerns.
Visit extension.sdstate.edu for more on nitrate quick tests.